Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way.
Good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. The scripture for this morning is 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Again, the scripture for this morning is 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us.
Amen, amen, and amen. He loves us. Love the one translation says, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he commanded his love toward us. He commanded his love toward us. And I am just so excited that we have this opportunity to come and bring to you guys this genre of broadcasting as far as the gospel are. The preached word to come to your homes and into your living rooms, into your jobs, into wherever you guys may be listening at us on today, and we thank you so very much. And listen, we have an exciting show for you today. Today is Man Up Monday. We have a guest on this morning. Y'all gonna find out who that is in a little bit. But we're just excited about what God has to say on today, and that we know that all things work together for the good of them who love him and who are called according to his purpose. But before we go any further into this broadcast, before we go any do anything on this morning, let us go into the presence of the Lord on this morning. Gracious Master, Keeper, the one that watches over us while we stumbled and slept on last night. Father, we thank you for, first off, just being God and being God all by yourself, for strength, health, and life. Father, we thank you for, God, the opportunity to come before these your people to share our first fruit on this one. God, and that is to render praise unto your name. And for that, Father God, we say thank you. And for that, Father God, we say we are excited about what you're doing in this hour. Father, we pray today that something is said, a song that may have played, a word that may have spoken, that will change, Lord, the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices. Father, our prayer is that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Before we go any further, guys, you know that we want to make sure that we acknowledge the countries that are listening in to us on this morning. We have the United States, of course. We have we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so very much for tuning in and listening in and being a part of what God is doing in the lives of those that are a part of this broadcast. We thank you guys for jumping on and being a partner with us and allowing the God that is in us to speak to the God that is in you. My public service announcer, guys, as always, I want to make sure that we acknowledge the fact that those that are some of these countries are rural countries that are listening to us, and they have not fully came over into the gospel. And so some of these people that are listening to this gospel right now, listening to this broadcast right now, they are in a place, my God, that their lives are in jeopardy. Their lives are at stake daily to hear this gospel. And with that being said, our job, our focus, our goal is to make sure that we continually pray for those countries, pray for those people that are there. Because those that are getting caught, that is listening to the broadcast, they're made an example out of in the streets. Sometimes they're struggling to the streets, and sometimes they're executed right there in the streets. Their children are being sold into slavery. But we, right here in the United States, we have that freedom to be able to worship and praise God. We go to our churches, we listen to our favorite preacher, we listen to our favorite gospel song without fear or threat of our life being in danger. So my prayer, or our prayer, should be turned toward these great people, that the hand of the Lord not only just continue to be on their lives, but the hand of the Lord is continually in their lives, and that the protective covering of his hand is over their life, and that he's keeping them and watching over them and making sure that all things are working out well for them. Amen. That is our prayer. That is our prayer on today, that we cover these great people as they go into the attempt of trying to be what needs to be done in their lives. And so, that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose, and that the purpose be made manifest not just on their lives but in their lives. Amen? Amen. That is my public service announcement on this morning. We're going to go and take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with none other my lovely co-host, co-pastor Fashima Douglas.
good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me.
Amen. 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 Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, again, today is Man Up Monday. Just a beautiful day just to share the word of God on this morning. And I told you guys we had our guests on this morning. Our guest this morning is me. Yes, Lord. Amen. My God, our special guest this morning is me. I am going to be our guest speaker this morning. And listen, I don't put myself on Man of Monday quite often, but I wanted to come on this morning and to just share some insight, if you would, this morning on how on this time that where we are, how we're in what we're in right now, and the state that we're in. Our situations and circumstances sometimes seems a little out of control, a little out of hand. But on last night, I was given a word to share. And I shared it with a group of people, and I want to piggyback on that word because I feel like that there was still some power in this word. There's still power in this word, and I wanted to share it this morning with you because I believe that this word will bless you. Not only will it bless you, it'll give you the strength to keep on fighting. Amen. You'll find me this morning in First Corinthians 15, and it's going to be verse 58, that last verse of First Corinthians 15, verse 58 will be the last that we will deal with on this morning. Those of you all who are following along with me in your Bibles, I'll give you some time to find First Corinthians 15, that last passage of scripture, the last passage of scripture. And amen. And it reads like this. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We'll read it again. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Let us go into a quick prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we know that your word is established. We know your word is truth. Father, as we partake of your word this morning, our prayer is that your word become life. And be light more abundantly. Touch the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of our voices. God, let them know that all they have to do is rely on this word, your word, and it shall be, and so shall it be, and so it is established. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, to deal with something that happened to me some years ago. It's going through a very traumatic storm in my life. And I was going through this storm. As I was going through this storm, the Lord had me to look over into my side view mirror on the passenger side. If you look really close down on that bottom part of that rear side view mirror on the passenger side, there is a disclaimer that is wrote on that side of that mirror. The disclaimer says, objects may be closer than they appear. As I read that while I was driving and I began to get worried because I was in the storm, I began to get worried. I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What are you saying to me? Are you saying that the thing that I'm in right now, the place that I'm in right now, this stuff that's going on right now, is supposed to overtake my life? Are you telling me that I am supposed to be overtaken by my situation and my circumstances, that I'm supposed to be taken under because of all the stuff that's going on, and I see this, and you're showing me this? Is this my final destination? Is this my fate on this morning, on today? I asked God that. I was talking to him. I said, is this my final destination? Is this where I'm going to end up? I'm going to end up in a place where everything takes me over. He said, no, son. He said, read it again. I said, okay, Lord. He said, I'm just a closer than they appear. He said, read it until you finish. I said, okay, objects are closer than they appear. Objects are closer than they appear. And before I knew it, I began to get the revelation and understand that he was talking about the blessings that he had spoke to me, promises that he had said to me, all the things that he had been telling me all this time. He said, you're going through this thing. He said, but you have to realize that he said, the objects or the blessings are closer than they appear. They may look afar off right now because you're in your storm. They may look afar off because you're dealing with a real bad place right now. It may look far off because the hurt and the pain may be a little bit difficult. It may look afar off because the tears seem like they are real. It may look afar off because of the place where you have fallen and you feel like you can't get back up. It may look, come here, let's talk. It may look further than what it is because you're going through a sickness or you're going through a divorce or you go, oh, come on, let me help you this morning. You may be going through a real bad time. The pandemic may have taken your job. The pandemic may have taken your business. Lord, let me preach to the ones that need to hear it this morning. You may be one of the ones who have lost your job. You may have been one of the ones that you're on the end of your unemployment. But can I help you this morning and let you know that your blessings are closer than they appear? Your situation is about to turn. Things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Let me help you this morning and bless you to your blessed place and pull you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. There is some things that have got to happen in your life in order for God to show himself inside. Oh, Lord. He said these light afflictions are but for a moment. Come here and sit down and let's have this conversation. Our light afflictions are but for a moment. Don't worry about what you see right now. It ain't nothing but a moment. It ain't nothing. Oh, Lord. It's only designed to come on you for a little while. It's only designed to be there for a little while. It's only designed. Oh, preacher, preach like you know how. It's only designed to be there just for the moment. Don't lose heart. Objects even closer than they appear. I said, God, by this time, while I'm riding, the tears been starting to run down my cheek and they done met at my chin because I just knew that God had already showed up and that was the end of it and I wasn't going to get no more help from the Lord. But I'm riding them tears that met in my chin. And I'm saying to the Lord, I'm saying, Lord, what else is there for me to do? And then all of a sudden, the next thing, you know, he said this. He said, be ye steadfast and unmovable. I said, okay, God. I said, wait a minute. You say, be ye steadfast and unmovable. I say, but Lord, I say, the thing is hard. He say, but be ye steadfast and unmovable. I say, God, what are you talking about? I say, this thing is about to overtake my life. I'm about to lose everything. He say, be ye shadow by Satan. He say, be ye steadfast and unmovable. I say, but God, this thing is getting real rough. I say, the things are getting real bad. He say, but be ye steadfast and unmovable. Don't let this thing shake you. It's not designed to kill you. It's designed to bring you to your more, to your expected end. It's the, oh my God, it's designed to bring you to the place where I promised you that where you were going to be. Only thing you have to do is be ye steadfast and unmovable. Yeah. All the stuff that's coming up against you, the winds and the waves, the storm and the rain, the heartache and the pain, oh, Lord, the loss, the deaths, all of that stuff, it's working for your good. Don't be moved by being steadfast, immovable. Next portion of the verse says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, this messed me up. This tore me up. He said, you keep on doing what you're doing. I said, God, I said, how? I said, how can I minister and I'm hurting? Lord, how can I talk to people and share this gospel and I'm in pain myself? How is it that I can pray for somebody? God, and I can't get the words to pray out for myself. He said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I said, but Lord, I'm sitting here. I done cracked up. I done messed up. And I my mind is all jogged up. And I'm sitting here and I can't get a word out without a cry, without crying. I say, Lord, what are you talking about? He say, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I say, God, you got to break this down to me because I'm slow on getting some of these things because your revelation sometimes is so strong and so tight. I don't always get it on the first round. He say, what I need you to do, I need you to keep on praying. I need you to keep on reading your word. I need you to keep on trusting in me. I need you to keep on praying for your neighbor. I need you to keep, yes, God. I need you to keep on praying for folk. I need you to keep on prophesying. I need you to come here. Let's talk. Those of y'all, all my prophets in the building, all of my bishops, all of my preachers that are going through this pandemic, and the church don't seem like it's getting where it needs to be at. All of my evangelists, your appointments have been changed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, listen, come here. All of the preachers that have been shutting back, and we done transitioned back into places, and all of a sudden there's a flare up with this coronavirus. Let me help you this morning. Let me preach it to your happy place. Let me preach it to your destiny. Let me put you in the place where you need to be at. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on praying. You might have to cheer by Sator, you may have to change how you do it, but that don't mean you change what you're doing. I'm going to say that again. You might have to change how you do it, but you don't have to change what you're doing. Ah, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to feel that all down in the city of my never dying soul. You don't have to change what you're doing. Just change how you're doing. You still have Bible study. This virtual thing is a beautiful thing. This radio broadcast is a beautiful thing because the word of the Lord is still being preached. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The prophesy is still prophesying. The prophets are still prophesying. Can I help you? Can I be the blessing that you need to hear in the hour that you're in right now? God says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't you throw in your towel. Don't you throw in your robe. Don't you take off your mantle. Don't you dare give up in this fight. You still got some work to do. There's still El Shaddai, Bababande Lobosa. There's still work down on inside of you. You keep on doing what you got to do. If you got to prophesy, oh, Lord have mercy, in the aisles of the grocery store, between the frozen vegetables and the frozen pizzas, you prophesy. If you got to pray between the tomatoes and the potatoes for the people that's out there, you do what you got to do. If you got, oh, Lord, if you got to sit back and you got to worship with somebody between the peanut butter and the jelly aisle, come here. Do what you got to do. You keep on working. There's a work down on the inside of you. God wants his investment that's in you. Don't have, oh, Jesus, don't give up in this fight. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's complex. Don't seem like you have an answer. Because it seems like everything you're doing not working. Seems like everywhere your feet tread, you're losing your footage. But can I be the voice in the wilderness all this morning for you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in his world. God has a plan. He said, I know my thoughts toward you. They are of good and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. Great God from Zion, what is my expected end? My expected end is all of the goodness that he promised to you way back. Now, time to give up. Now, it's not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to say, I can't keep going. Now, it's not the time for you to exit the building. Now is not the time. God is working some things out in your life. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. You still have an assignment to do. You still have work to do. Yeah, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's complex because you seeing how this thing is going, and I've heard it, and I've seen it, and I've experienced it myself. The loss of the building, the scattering of the people. I'm talking to all my preachers. This message is designed for the clergy today. I think this is all the clergy, the prophets, the preachers, the pastors. This is designed to y'all this morning, because let me let you in on a real big secret. The people still need you. Yes, yes, man of God. Yes, woman of God. Yes, 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 prophet. Yes, preacher. Yes, yes, teacher. Yes, 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 minister. God, there is still work for you. There is still some work for you to do. Yes, your building may be closed. Yes, things may not be going the way you want them to go. You can't be amongst the brethren like you want to. But can I be the voice of reason to you right now? God has a plan already set up. Only thing we have to do is continue in what he's saying and what he's doing. Continue in what the Lord is saying. What he's doing. Now that last portion of the verse, I'm getting ready to close the door on this message. He says, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We'll say that again. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That you do for the Lord is not for nothing. It may seem like it. The enemy may be speaking this into your ear. You sit up there and you get on, oh, preach this morning. It may seem like it because you're getting on Facebook Live and you're doing your Bible study. You look up at the views and there's only three or four people that's watching. You got only two or three people that's on there. You got over 50 members and only five of your 50 members is on. I get it. You sit back and you look up there on your feed and all the stuff that you're putting on your feed, nobody is putting back into it. I get that. But watch this. Know that your work in the Lord is not in vain. Know that what you're doing, come here, let's talk. Know that the things that you do right now is not in vain. You have to keep on pressing because watch this. There's going to be a time where they're going to need you, even though they have not acknowledged the fact that they need you yet. There's going to be a time that they're going to need you. You just got to keep on pressing, baby. Keep on pressing, my brother. Keep on pressing, my sister. Don't you give up in this fight. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he will build up a standard against him. You have a hedge of protection around you. The enemy wants to attack your mind. If he can get you to start thinking in a way that, watch this here, that will discount what God has already showed you, because he just told you, for your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He wants you to think that you can't overcome the thing that has come to overcome you. He wants you to think that the thing that has been interjected into your life right now, or the thing that has invaded your space right now, or the thing that have disrupted your life right now, watch this here, has come to destroy you. But can I be the bearer of good news? God sends storms to shake some people off. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. He sends some storms to shake people off. See, there are people that's riding on a ship that got to go. They have no, Lord, they have no purpose, and they have no reason for being there. So God says, I have to shake some folk off of your ship. I got to remove some people out of your life. I got to shut some doors to some people and some places because they are not designed to be there. The reason for God shutting doors on people is simply this. Every circumstance and situation that comes against your life is not designed to be for you. It's for someone else. If he don't shake these people off, you'll never see what God is trying to show you, so you can be able to get to that next person, because that person that's in front of you is the hindrance. See, we'll waste time. Come on, preacher. We'll waste good, valuable time. We'll waste a good, valuable prayer on some stuff and on some people and on some situations that was not even designed for us to be there. So, because we're not willing to let these things go ourselves,
God has to send a shaking to bring this to an end for us. Know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He has designed this thing not as a murder weapon, but as a weapon to glorify him, to bring him into the fullness of who he is in your life, that you don't lose heart or focus, that you don't lose joy or peace, that you don't lose wisdom or understanding, that you don't lose a push or a drive, because all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Know that your labor not in vain. We used to say a saying in the church that we've gotten away from, that I think we need to start bringing that thing back, because I don't hear it as much as I used to when I was growing up in church. And it says this. It says, I'm going to run on to see what the end going to be. I'm going to run on so I can see what the end going to be. I got to keep on running. I got to keep on pushing. I got to keep on driving. I have to get to that place to where I cannot allow the obstacles of life to be the reason why I throw in the towel. I cannot let the issues of life be the reason why I don't keep pushing and keep driving. I can't let the issues of life be the reason why I lay down the gauntlet that God has designed and operates in my life. It cannot be the place of hopelessness. I can't let the place of hopelessness be the reason why I don't get up and say, okay, God, I got to keep on going. Because he's designed some things in my life that were there not to kill me, but they were there to make me better. My question becomes this as I get ready to close, Are you steadfast? Are you unmovable? Are you abounding in the work of the Lord? Have you given up the fight, the good fight of faith? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff will come. 23rd number of the Psalm. Don't be fearful because the valley that you're in. Because that valley is designed to eliminate the fear from out of your life. Know that the Lord is with you, even in your valley. We shouted on the mountaintop. Can we praise him in the valley? Can we pray? Come on here. Change your posture. Change your posture. Can we praise him in the valley? Can we praise him in the valley of decision? Can I help you? When you praise him in the valley of decision, this is what happens. You get a more clear understanding when you praise him in the valley of decision. The valley of despair. You get out of the valley quicker. Talk to me, preachers. Talk to me. You get out of the valley quicker when you praise him in the valley of destruction, the valley of despair, the valley of hurt, the valley of pain, the valley of tears. You get out of that place faster when you learn how to worship and praise him in that place. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Listen, we're just excited. I'm just excited about what God is doing, how he's moving, and how he is speaking in this hour. It's just blowing my mind that we are experiencing what we're experiencing in the Lord, and that the things that he is doing right now, I'm just so grateful to know that he is in the midst of us. I know that it seems really difficult right now. I know it seems really complex right now. I know that the tears of life seems to be real. But can I be the voice in the wilderness? Can I be the peace in the wilderness? Can I be the strength in the wilderness? Can I be the power in the wilderness? There is nothing that you are going through right now that God does not know about. Nothing. Not even that. Nothing. He is there with us. Not only just to see us through, but watch him. He is there to make sure that we overcome the place that's been trying to overcome us all this time. There is life. There is strength. There is joy. There is peace in this thing called life. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't lose the fight, because he has an ultimate plan. He has an ultimate plan orchestrated for your life. Just hold on. And just watch him move by his power and by his strength. Amen? Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We'll be right back right after this quick musical break.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down,
oh, my
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
get up.
Back up again.
We fall down,
oh, my.
Get
we get back up again.
For
a
thing
yes,
to
oh, yes, we but we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
fall down, stay
down.
But we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the
sinner.
Oh, 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 oh.
you are, no matter what you're doing.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall.
Get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh,
oh.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
You waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
For the
name
of God. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Donnie McClurkin, get back up again. The saint is just a sinner who fell. A sinner is just a sinner who fell. We're going to go into our Overcomer scripture and our Overcomer's prayer on this morning. I'm going to read that scripture this morning. Because I want to do something a little different this morning. We're going to go to read that scripture this morning, and we're going to pray for those who have fallen. That's what we're going to do. And those of you all who want to say the sinner's prayer, I'm going to say it at the end. But I want to do something a little different this morning. I want to do something a little different. Because we're in the last hours. We're in the last days. Of the last hours of our life. This is the reason why I believe the Lord is giving me these messages for us to keep on fighting, to keep on running, to keep on seeking after him. Because the hour that we're in, and I'm not trying to scare nobody, I'm not trying to put no fear into nobody, but we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. If you're looking at the news, if you see how this world is going, you know, it ain't nothing that you've seen, you haven't seen. All these different doctrines, all this different stuff, all these different things is going on. But can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be the words that you need to hear on this morning? There is an end to it. Man, there is a change that is destined to come on today. There is a shift that is designed to come today. So let us read the scripture, and then we're going to go into prayer. We'll go into prayer. It says it like this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Listen, let me pray for those that fall and have fallen, and then we'll come back. We're gonna institute that prayer into the sinner's prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you, God, for those that have fallen by the wayside. The ones that who have lost their footing, God, and have fallen into places, oh God. And God, they don't know what direction to go in. God, their lives are overwhelmed. Their lives have been overtaken. Father, their lives have been shaken to its core. But gracious Master, we come not just thanking you, but Lord, we're thanking you for every day of their life. God, they may have been in this place for a good long time. But Father, we understand, God, that you are able, God, not just able, but not just able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask us. God, give them to know, God, that even in the time where they are fallen, Lord God, that your word gives them comforting and knowing, God, that you're married to the backslide. God, let them know that even if they build a bed in hell, God, you're there with them. Father, let them know even though they may be going through the storm that they're going through, that you're with them, lo, you're with them always, even into the end of an age. Father, you're there. You're the strength that they need to hear. You're the power that they need to see. You're the hope that lies within. Father, my prayer is that you build them up on their leaning side. God, give them the ability to fight the good fight of faith. God, and to rise from this place called muck and mire and clay. And Father, that they receive unto them your salvation. Your salvation, Father. Now, for those that are under the sound of my voice, that you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Father, I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. But Lord, I pray that you will receive me back. Father, I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that you raised us, that Jesus was raised from the dead. And I am saved. These and all of the prayers and blessings, God, we ask in the name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now we're going to pray for those that are made their requests known unto us through any of the media sites that's available, Worldwide Gospel Commission, Facebook page. We also have the Abba House International Facebook page. We also have the Abba House International gmail.com. We also have the Worldwide Gospel Commission gmail.com. We also have Blog Talk Radio / Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can put your request in any of those meetings. We will be most definitely praying for you, those who have submitted the prayer request. Please remember, in the hour of the time that we're in right now, we need as much strength, if it's not from one another, we need as much strength from the people that we can come in contact with on a day-to-day basis, which is this right here, this platform right here, where we're praying for each other, praying for the people. Because there's a word that needs to be spoken. There's life that needs to be spoken. And sometimes we don't always have the right words. But if you put somebody who will touch and agree with you, that know how to get a prayer through, that don't mind tarrying on the altar for people, don't mind tarrying on the altar for strangers, don't mind tarrying on the altar for family, don't mind tarrying on the altar for friends, it moves the hand of God, amen? Moves the hand of God. So let us pray for those that who submitted their prayer request. Now, some of you all that may say, Pastor, I have not had an opportunity to put my prayer request in. That's okay. We got you covered. What we're going to do, we're going to pray for your prayer request. Just take that prayer request and just put it into the atmosphere. But please remember to put that prayer request inside of those media sites that was just shared so that we can pray for your prayer request
because we pray for your prayer request daily. Amen? Amen. So let us go into effectual fervent prayer for those who have submitted their prayer request. Gracious Master, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we realize that it is you and you alone that have done what you've done. You spoke life, Father God, and you spoke life more abundantly. You've given us the ability, Father God, to stand in places, Lord God. Speak life, God. God, to those who need to hear life. Father, you've given us, God, this drive, this push, this decree over our life, Father God. God, that as we go into, God, effectual fervent prayer, to call on your mighty name, God, for those that are sick, God, those that are dealing with issues and circumstances, and God, whatever the issues may be, whatever they may be dealing with, gracious Master, you said if we come to you and call on your name, Father, you will shift the very atmosphere for them. You'll shift the very place where their hands and where their feet are. God, you'll give them to know that even though that the enemy may try to come in like a flood, Father, you will build up a standard against them. You will speak, God, against that thing that is coming against their life. You will silence the words of the enemy. You will put him at bay. You will speak healing to those who need to be healed. You'll speak deliverance to those who need to be delivered. You'll speak joy to the ones who need to hear joy. You'll speak hope to those who need hope. God, you'll speak peace to those who need peace. God, you'll speak deliverance to those that need deliverance. God, you'll speak those things that be not as though they were over their lives, God. And we thank you, Father God, for those things coming into fruition even now. God, we thank you for healing, God, and setting free and delivering right now. Father, we pray for every pastor and every preacher, every apostle, every bishop, God, every evangelist, everyone that carries the word, missionary, every minister, God, that carries this word, carries this gospel, God, we pray for them now. Father, we build them up on their leaning side. God, we speak strength over their lives. We speak joy over their lives. We speak peace over their lives. We speak hope over their lives. God, we speak right now, God, that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, let purpose have its perfect working. That all things that are seen, heard, felt shall come to pass. Work on their behalf today, God. Give them to know that grace and peace shall not only just abide, but grace and peace shall be what needs to be done. Father, let your glory be revealed. Let your life be revealed. Let your word be revealed. Let your hope be revealed. Let your statues be revealed. Walk with everyone under the sound of our voices today. That at the end of this journey, at the end of this road, Father, they will find peace. They will find joy. Father, they will find hope. Let the hope that lies within be the battering ram that they need to destroy all their fears. And then they can trust you, my Lord, beyond everything that they see. And let the grace of the Lord, peace of the Lord, abide in their lives. God, we pray for every person, God, that has to deal with this COVID-19, our doctors and our nurses and our first responders, our police departments, God, all of the people that have to go in, God, our paramedics and ambulance drivers, God. God, we pray that you will cover them and keep them and protect them. Father, we pray for our family members that got to go into this COVID-19. God, I pray that you would cover them, God, each and every one of them. everybody that's under the sound of my voice, all of the family members that have to go into this COVID-19, God, we pray that you will cover them, God, in a supernatural way. Let your grace and peace not only just abide, but, Lord, stand and withstand in this thing. And that your grace and your mercy, God, be that thing that they need to stand inside of you and to stand with you. For your word says, all things, God, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we. Amen, amen, and amen. It is such an honor and a privilege to just to share this word with you every morning, that we share the opportunity to come and just to give God praise, to honor the name of the Lord every morning with you. We're just excited about what God is doing, and we're going to continue to keep on doing it. Amen. God is going to continue to, I believe God is going to continue to bless us to be able to do that, because we're not working this in ourselves. We're not working this in ourselves. We're working this under him, and we thank him for that. Now, guys, remember those of you all who are looking for, that have been asking about the Worldwide Gospel Connection t-shirts, they are available. Please remember to make your request inside of one of the many sites that we have, but we would prefer that you would do it through the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or the Abba House International at gmail.com. Again, Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. The Abba House International at gmail.com. Make your request into there. Let us know how many shirts you need and the sizes that you need before you send your funds, because that way we'll know which direction to allocate the money that's been sent. Now, you can send your request first and then you send your funds. When you send your funds, send them to either one of the two cash apps that's available. We have $WGC2020 or $The Abba House. Again, $WGC2020 or $The Abba House. You can send your request to any one of those cash app sites to request to send your money. Now, remember, please, send your request for the t-shirts to the emails first before you send your monies. Again, we need you to do that so we'll know which direction to allocate your funds. And those of you all who that were listening in, whether you were listening in via live on the phone or whether you guys were listening in through the radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, we would like to ask those who can to sow a seed of $10. Sow a seed of $10. You can sow that seed of $10 into any one of those media sites. Sow a seed of $10 into any one of those cash apps. The cash app, $WGC2020, or either to the Abba House International. $Abba House International. You can send that $10 seed to those spots. Again, we just want to ask that you guys send a $10 fee. We're going to pray for your seed that you're sowing, and just to bless you. Just to thank you just by us praying and blessing your seed for you sowing that seed to us, to the Abba House and to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Either one of those spots that you can send them to, we will be greatly appreciative. And we're going to pray for that seed, and that the seed that you sow, that God will bless you tremendously for that seed that you sow to us. Amen. And again, thank you guys so very much for all that you do. We're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and what he's showing us in this hour. Amen. And God bless you so very much for those who will be obedient
to continue to be a part of the broadcast, to continue to share. God bless you. God bless you. We speak the blessings of the Lord over your life. We speak the blessings of the Lord over your life. The oil is available. Again, the oil that we send out is free. This is not a publicity stunt or anything like that, because we know the people that do it. They have this blessed towels and these blessed water and all this other stuff. Holy water from Israel and all this. I don't buy into that kind of stuff. That's just my personal preference. This is not something that I tell everybody, but this is my personal preference. Don't tell people, don't believe in that, this and that. This is my personal preference. We don't believe in it here at the Abba House and here at Worldwide. We don't believe in it. It's just what we do. We just don't subscribe, stuff like that. But we do have the oil available. We will send that oil out to you for free. This oil is not for sale. Again, this oil is free. Just give us into those media sites, the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or the Abba House, the National, at gmail.com. Make your request known there, and we will be glad to send you your request for the oil. Man, again, we don't have a problem blessing you with the oil. Just make sure that you put a way of contacting you or the email. And into that email request, just send your address, your name and your address, and we'll make sure that we send that oil to you. Just say, I'm requesting the oil, and we will send it to you. Amen. We don't have a problem with it. Listen, thank you guys so very much for tuning in this morning and listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It has been an exciting moment with us. We are so blessed to be a blessing to you. And we look forward to you guys tuning in and joining in on tomorrow for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And thank you again. Thank you again. Continue to share the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who are on the Facebook page, continue to share that. Continue to give that number out and tell them to call in to listen in to a life-changing word. Amen. Thank you guys so much again. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. And remember, this is the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
With all of my heart, yeah, with all of my heart, yes, I will, and I won't lean to my own. Is too big for you.
Yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down.